the offer team. Your property search team will most likely refer some or all of these professionals to you as you need them. That's another reason why your real estate broker and property manager are so critical. They set the tone for your entire team and therefore your entire work experience. Choose wisely. Attorney. Your attorney will certainly help you set up your business, but he or she will also help you wade through letters of intent and purchase and sale agreements. Lender or mortgage broker. Find a lender or broker who understands the business of property investing. Not only will they lend you money, but they will also provide you with leads on other properties that are ripe for sale. Investors. By communicating your goals and doing the work of building your team, you should find several sources of equity who will entertain investing in rental property. Contractor rehab specialist. Contractors see things that you and I don't when it comes to walking a property. Before I sign any deal, I have a contractor perform a detailed inspection and file a report of all critical and non-critical repairs. Other team members. From time to time, you may find you need these professionals to assist with projects that arise when either considering a property or once you own it. As with the professionals on the previous list, these team members will come to you through referral. Accountant. Your accountant will help you not only with your own business finances, but also help you put together profit and loss projections for the properties you are considering. Appraiser. An appraiser is an important team member and should be a person who specializes in both your market and the types of properties you are targeting. This professional will help you determine the appraised value of a property before and after the sale. Architect. Some properties need more than just a coat of paint and the bushes trimmed to get them into shape. An architect can help you with new design ideas and renovations to increase curb appeal and operations performance. Insurance agent. The insurance agent will help you place the proper protections when you own the property. Having the right coverage for the right price will be necessary if you acquire the property. Property tax consultant. Property taxes are realities in this business, and property tax consultants can ensure that your taxes are being assessed fairly and accurately. Income tax consultant. The tax laws are complicated, and it is always good to have the advice of someone whose job it is to keep up with tax law. Estate planner. As your real estate assets grow, an estate planner can help you shelter and dispose of them in the event of illness or death. Environmental company, industrial hygienist. If you suspect mold, asbestos, or any other environmental hazard, you'll need one of these to help you through the process of testing and removal if necessary. Surveyor. As you are rehabilitating a property, you may need the services of a surveyor to assess boundary lines, elevations, and other such matters. Structural engineer. Your construction rehab professional may find a problem that jeopardizes the structural integrity of the building. Call in a structural engineer who will analyze the problem and recommend a strategy to repair the building. Teams are just that, people who work together to get the job done. They should be on your side and have the mentality that when you are successful, they are successful. Keep searching until you find people whose goals and business methods gel with your own. Research can be fun. At Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad seminars, where I often speak, attendees always ask me, "How do I find a good investment property?" This has to be the most commonly asked question, and for good reason. There is a needle in the haystack sort of quality to this whole endeavor, or at least it seems that way, particularly if you've never done it before. Do you look in a newspaper, grab sales sheets from real estate offices, check out the internet, drive around? The whole thing seems so haphazard. Truth be told, there is a lot of information out there about property and a lot of ways to get that information. Maybe too many ways. Knowing which resources are valuable and knowing how to access them can save you time and frustration. In this section, I'll reveal a research strategy that you simply cannot do without. By walking you through my experience of buying a property in a new market I knew nothing about, you'll see how this research method works and what you can gain from it. Researching a market can be a lot like doing the preliminary research for a college paper. Maybe you remember the feeling of stepping into the library for the first time, looking around at all the books, magazines, computer databases, and microfilm, if you're as old as me, was overwhelming. You knew the information you were looking for was in there somewhere. The problem was finding it and making sense out of it. Your first paper was always the hardest. But once you got familiar with the best sources in the library, the next papers got easier and easier. Well, at least that's what I was told. But my college professors would be proud of me today, because I did eventually learn how to do research, and I learned how to make it really fun. We have a great time researching markets and properties, because research to me is nothing more than using the resources around you to gain information and insight into a particular subject. In this business, that means talking to people, touring an area, taking in the sights, even within your own town. Kind of sounds like a purposeful tax-deductible vacation, doesn't it? Well, it can be. So let's get the party started. The research techniques described in this section will help you three ways. First, they will give you a snapshot of the various markets and submarkets within your city or town. The more diligent you are about doing the research, the more vivid the picture will be. And in the sections ahead, you'll see why a very vivid picture here will save you time and money later. Second, this research will show you how the market will influence your property investment. And third, you actually may be lucky enough to find property leads during the research phase, but don't count on it. The most important fruit from your efforts is the picture of the market. The properties will come later. I grouped the research I do into three categories. The descriptions for each are in the sections that follow.